Good morning, everyone. Today is the 15th of October, Friday morning. Hope you've had a good week so far. You know, the definition of conspiracy. What is the definition of conspiracy? The act of plotting or conspiring. And usually it's by a group agreement between two or more people to commit an illegal act. You know, an agreement between two or more people to commit an illegal act. An unlawful act to accomplish well, there is a secret agreement between many people to commit unlawful acts right now. And it all originates with the greatest conspirational plotter of all times, and that's Satan himself, is it not? You know, a lot of secret orders, and we look at the Masonic Lodge, and we look at the Illuminati, and the Knights of Columbus, and the Knights of Malta, and the Jesuit Order, the Military Order of the Catholic Church. And all of these people have secret plans to do something unlawful or harmful to others. Satan is the father of lies. Satan is not only a liar, but he is a murderer, and he is seeking to destroy God's people. Of course, it's impossible. The gates of hell will not prevail against the true church of God. But we see that the very thing that people are accused of being having a conspirational view of history. Well, I will openly admit that I have a conspirational view of history. Satan is the greatest act of conspiracy that has ever existed since the creation of the world, before the creation of the world. Satan conspired and said, I will be his God. I will arise and be his God. Isn't that what Satan said? Which ushered in the whole doctrine of false doctrine of free will, did it not? And so now we have all these people plotting. Why do they not want to come out in the open? Why do they want to do everything in hiding? Because they are plotting to do harm to others. But we have a rock. We have a defense. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I'm helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth and with my song will I praise him. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. For thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Well, excuse me, I will openly admit that I have a conspirational view of history because Satan is the greatest conspirator of all times. But I have a rock. I have a defense against Satan. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The greatest weapon against the greatest conspirator of history is Christ himself and his word. Christ used the word when Satan tempted him in the wilderness. He said to Satan over and over again, you know, he came against him with the word of God. We need to come against Satan with the word of God. We need to constantly use the word of God against Satan. The helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. The breastplate of righteousness. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. These conspirators that plot in secret against God's people. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? So this morning, let us be reminded that we do understand that there are conspirators out there that are trying to bring down God's people. We have the greatest shield against all of these conspirators, and that is the Word of God and Christ himself. May the good Lord be with you this day. I hope you have a good weekend. God bless.